Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Earl Caldwell. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schock reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swift for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. Farrell bunts towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Schock moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schock scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickshot moves to second. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Cartwright hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Orrell now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Caldwell strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses is hit by the pitch. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Moses steals second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Swift out. One out. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Webb trying to get to second. Kurt Wright throws the ball into Schock, who relays the ball to Michaels, who tags Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Caldwell hits a line drive towards third. Mayer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses strikes out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Dickshot reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker pinch hits for Joe Orrell. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Red Borum pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hoover now playing shortstop. Walter Wilson now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Caldwell bunts towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caldwell moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Caldwell scores. There goes Moses trying to get to third. Greenberg throws the ball into Mayer, who tags Moses for the out. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.